And now it's time for another fancy episode of Lost in the Corn, starring your favorite hosts, Dee and Jason. And this is episode 90, and it is Saturday, I almost said April? What the fuck? August 11th, 2012, I guess, I think it is. I'm not even sure, I don't know. These are just numbers and shit and things and stuff.
He's tipsy.
I don't know why that felt like a fitting tribute this week, but I dig it. So hi, I'm Jason, and as usual with me is Dee. Hi.
Hello.
And this week she's dialed in properly, which is odd because that never fucking happens. Oh wait, that's a reason why, because I'm not on my own fucking computer.
Are you saying my computer's better?
No, your computer sucks because it's not as high fidelity as mine. And I can't even play a fucking YouTube video and record it at the same fucking time. What the fuck is up with that? That's some bullshit right there.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Fuck my computer. I can watch a YouTube video, record this shit, and still fucking have a goddamn video processing in the background. That's how fucking awesome my computer was. I miss my laptop. So I guess I should give you some context out there because, well, a lot of you are going, okay, your computer's dead, totally hashtag first world problems and shit. But no, that's the computer that I normally do the show on. And it sounds awesome when I do it on there, but I mean, I can mix it better on here, and it sounds better on here because of the levels are a lot easier to mix because there's not, like, from really mouse, church mouse quiet to really fucking loud in, like, two steps. Is that the sound you're making while you're reading Fifty Shades of Grey? This is what happens when you have kids. And you're trying to get them on a school schedule. And they're not used to it because they have...
summer hours.
Yeah, they have summer hours and they're running on kid time. They don't want to fucking ever go to sleep. So there's going to be a lot of odd hard cuts and it's just going to be hectic and hard. It's going to suck. But we'll try to plow through. So I don't really know. I don't have a lot this week, but... I guess I brought up that I played that intro song because of we lost a member of the theater family this week, and he was also the mayor in town, and he was a damn fine guy. He was a fun guy to drink with, even though he was like 50 years older than I am, or 30 years older than I am, or something like that. He was older than I am for damn sure. But he was a fucking cool guy to go drinking with, and we go drinking after the committee of the whole meeting. Yeah. But it was weird. I was talking to Tammy, and she's like, he only knew about it for like 2 days where he'd had the problem. But he knew something was wrong where he couldn't breathe worth a damn. But he'd only found out about the problem and then was out in Colorado. And then like 2 days later, he was dead. So.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Lung issues are like that.
She said even if he did have the chance to get stabilized, he probably wouldn't have lasted enough to see the transplant either. That was kind of shitty. But I mean, it's the sad truth. And I mean, it sucks because, I mean, he was a fucking awesome guy. And I was watching they had like a clip video of him playing at the Visitation, which I'm glad I went now because I got to see him as Archie Bunker again, which was fucking hilarious. It's always the one thing I'll remember watching because every time he performed that, every performance we did, I watched that shit from the sidelines because it was always funny. And every time they did it, the crowd loved it, so it was always cool. God, it's going to be hard to fucking... Like, when Doug Hensley passed, it was like it was hard without him, too. But, I mean, the theater kind of managed, you know? But, I mean, like, that's a huge void because this guy had 42 years with the theater. Like, he started with the theater and got on the board and was, like, in plays. He was in Fiddler on the Roof. And, oh, my God, they showed his performance of If I Were a Rich Man from that play. Oh, my God, the little chicken dance thing he does for that. Oh, my God, I was rolling so fucking hard laughing at that. That was hilarious. But, I mean, I mean, the guy can act. Like, dude, I'm watching this video, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, all the shit I've done doesn't even hold a candle. It's that crazy how good he was. So, yeah, it's kind of been a shitty week, and I've been mourning the death of the death of Gene, and mourning the death of my computer as it's now giving me nothing but the blue screen of death. I can't even do anything with it. I'm not happy. Because I have a lot of music files I have not backed up on there yet, and I have a lot of podcast files I have not backed up on there yet either, so I'm going to have to fucking download them from online or some shit. So I'm not too fucking happy. But I guess I will survive. I will get my fucking computer back online, and I'll lose all my bookmarks, and I'll lose all my settings and everything, and I'm going to be pissed. Aw, shit.
What?
I'm going to have to see if I can get the files taken off that hard drive somehow, because I've got pictures on there from Chicago that they're only on there. Fuck.
Just fucking get over it right now. I don't want to hear about it. You're pissing me off more than I'm already pissed off this week, and you're counteracting my second glass of wine. Zip it.
I'm leaving that in. You see this shit I'm dealing with? I'm leaving that in. No, it's been kind of a shitty week in this house. I ain't gonna lie. A lot of fucking bad shit has happened. But we're half drunk, so fuck it. Let's let tomorrow D and Jason figure that shit out. Right?
Sure.
She's clicking the hell out of her mouse and just kind of like off in her own little world, so don't mind me. Yeah, that's about what I'm thinking. There's really much else to fucking douchebag buffer about this week, isn't there?
I don't know. You could douchebag buffer about my former employer.
Okay, that would defeat the purpose of having a douchebag buffer because it would then just be the whole episode.
Okay.
So I guess what we could do is just say fuck it and just get into the stories because Steve King is still a bag of douche. So let's see here. Once again, it is time for the grand segment called Fuck You, Steve King. As I wait for this computer to load it up, give me a minute. Yep. Oh, no, that was one from last week. Aha! Steve King clarifies opposition to animal fighting legislation and responds to Stephen Colbert. Ooh, this will be good. Not. So, for those of you who don't remember, Steve King was a big bag of fucking douche on last week's episode because he decided to say that we shouldn't have laws against dog fighting and cock fighting because we don't have laws against human fighting like the sports on TV, like boxing and MMA and shit like that. Yeah, fuck you, Steve King. But anyways, he opposes a federal prohibition on watching animal fights or inducing someone else to do so, he said, because state laws are sufficient to police such crimes and because federal government doesn't have the resources to commit to enforcement. I'm saying the states do a good job of regulating and enforcing animal fighting. Oh, yeah, because that's exactly what you said last week. Yeah, sure it's not. They're not coming to me saying that they need the help. It's the province of the states. It is the concept of federalism is for the states to regulate these things, not the federal government to do so. King also questioned the federal government's authority to enact laws regarding animal fighting and questioned whether such practices occur. Blah, 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 blah. He likened animal fighting last month to dog fighting or cock fighting and likened them to fights between people and said it would be wrong to restrict animal fighting while fights among people, like boxing or martial arts, are allowed to continue. It's wrong to rate animals above human beings. Yes, but human beings have the choice of whom they fight. Animals don't. But he, let's see. Oh my god, there's a bit below. Oh shit, yes. Yes, 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 yes. I will play the bit from Stephen Colbert and then give Steve King's response. Because why not? I can.
To hear with animal rights groups. I mean, how endangered could the black rhino be? Every time I go on safari, I bag one. And spare me your phone calls, I use every part of just the horn. Now, luckily, there's a hero out there who's not afraid to stand up to the puppy huggers. Iowa Congressman and haunted ice sculpture Steve King. Recently, King spoke out against new federal anti-dog fighting laws.
When the legislation that passed in the Farm Bill that says that it's a federal crime to watch animals fight or to induce someone else to watch an animal fight, but it's not a federal crime to induce somebody to watch people fighting, there's something wrong with the priorities of people that think like that. It's wrong to rate animals above human beings. I will not raise animals up above human beings.
Thank you. If two consenting adults want to fight under the auspices of the WBA, why not two consenting dogs? I mean, it's a classic Cinderella story. A troubled young dog from a tough neighborhood looking for a way off the street heads down to the gym and then chooses to enter the exciting world of dog fighting. A mentor takes him in, teaches this dog everything he knows. And when that dog feels ready, he enters the ring to prove to the world and to himself that he's got the talent and tenacity to be a winner. Or a loser, in which case he is killed. That's how Cinderella ends, right? Bippity-boppity-boo. Now, sadly, King's words were twisted like the ball sack of a Rottweiler in a pit bull's jaws. He was savaged by the "we don't enjoy watching animals being tortured for our amusement" brigade over at the Humane Society. So Congressman King put his defense of dogfights in its true moral context.
What I've said is that we need to respect humans more than we do animals. Whenever we start elevating animals up to above that of humans, we've crossed a moral line. For example, if there is a sexual predator out there who has impregnated a young girl, say a 13-year-old girl, that sexual predator could pick that girl up off the playground at the middle school and haul her across the state line and force her to get an abortion to eradicate the evidence of his crime and bring her back and drop her off at the swing set, and that's not against the law in the United States of America.
What? That's not against the law? Why not? Maybe Congressman King should do something about that. What? 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 I'm being told that all of that is against the law? Well, bravo, Congressman. Fast work. The point is, humans do cruel things to each other. Therefore, they must be allowed to be cruel to animals. Until there is no human suffering, it's ollie ollie oxen free on what you're free to do to your oxen. And folks, it's not just cruel things. I mean, we're allowed to watch people have sex for money. Why can't Steve King watch dogs have sex for money? For that matter, why can't I watch Steve King have sex with a dog? Stop putting dogs above Steve King. I'm sure he'd be the top. I guess all Steve King is saying is that we shouldn't judge him for having impregnated that dog and then taking it across the border for a forced abortion to protect the world from his monstrous glassy-eyed man puppies. Right? Right? I mean, that's gotta be what he's saying. Because otherwise, I can't figure out what the f*** he is talking about. We'll be right back.
I don't think I have anything more to say on that, because I think Stephen Colbert summed it up quite nicely. Oh, shit. Oh, man. As the wifey's rapidly texting, any thoughts?
Not really.
So yeah, just, Steve King's still an asshole.
I'm sorry. I don't know. The whole dog fighting thing, yes, very valid. Needed legislation. The whole comparing it to humans, I don't know. It crosses a line with me because I'm. It's not that I'm not an animal lover, but I'm not really. You know, I am an animal lover, but I'm not an animal sympathizer.
Okay, explain how that works, because I'm curious.
An animal sympathizer actually sits there and obsesses over the pain that may be inflicted on an animal or what they go through emotionally throughout all of the process of becoming what's for dinner.
Ah! I just saw your zombie versus baby picture. Oh my god, dude, that is fucking funny. I'm actually going to share that so I can go back to my profile and show that later. Oh, hey, did you see the video I posted on your profile?
Yes.
And?
Very sweet.
Aw. You're welcome. Oh, for those of you who don't know, this is the song I posted, and as soon as it loads, you'll hear it. And I said the song came about walking around Chicago and about lost it, and then went on for platitudes and stuff like that. So, yeah. But no, the song was really awesome when it came on in Chicago, and I was like, oh, I'm walking around listening to Bad Religion, just like fucking geeking out. And then this song comes on, and I go, aw.
Because I'm never really there. When shadows turn to light, and hope into despair, there wasn't only one, but the broody skies above.
Yeah. So that song I posted to her wall, but there was something I wanted to find on her wall. Oh my god, I love that. That picture is fucking hilarious. And then, of course, there's the text from PETA. Still fucking funny. No sticky keys. So much shit on your profile that's not anything. Because you posted something and I was like, ugh!
What are you looking for?
I was looking for a link you'd posted and I fucking can't find it.
Be more specific!
I don't know, I thought it was like a news article you'd posted, but everything I've got is like clear back to fucking last Friday. So maybe it was something I missed. I don't know.
News article.
I don't know. I thought there was like some kind of link on your page that you'd posted about like a news article or something, or maybe there was somebody else I was reading. I don't know. I have too many people on my goddamn news feed. That's the problem when I try to find a fucking thing, and I'm like, oh man, that'd be so awesome on the podcast, and then I'm like, oh shit.
I'm surprised
where did
you
it
never
go?
Commented or liked my picture of the kids this afternoon.
I haven't had a chance. Give me a minute. I'm still looking for... I've seen the picture. It's just... haven't had a chance to post a comment on it. Dude, I'm so not happy about my goddamn computer. Sorry!
I should take my Kindle back to the bedroom and be happy with myself.
Yeah. I still love my picture. I is dead kitty. And then I have like so many fucking posts talking shit about Christianity this week. It's not even funny.
Yeah, you...
Oh, yes. This is what I wanted to... Oh, I can't even believe I'm going to fucking play this again. Shit. Okay, if you do this to your child, you deserve to have the fuck beat out of you with a fucking homeless man's shoe.
CNN star...
I will only play enough of this video from the Young Turks to actually get the point of the video across. You'll see.
On toddlers and tiaras. I worry about this little girl. Anyway, here's why. Let's watch the video.
Must be crazy if they think they're going to be me on a boo-boo child.
Oh my god, the dance is worse. Be glad you're not watching this.
My special juice is gonna help me walk.
Anyway, that's just a small...
Dude, that sounded like the sound I make when I beat my dick. The look on Dean's face. Oh my god. And here's the thing. I'm not gonna play any more of this, because I'm sorry, I can't sit through it again. Her special juice is a mixture of Red Bull and Mountain Dew. So now, you know what I'm thinking on this one. And I'm thinking, just good lord. Oh my god, dude, just... I think this kid is just seriously going to be all fucked up.
These kids are my grandchildren, and you are raising them wrong. They are terrible boys.
Shut up, Chip, or I'll go ape shit on your ass.
I'm going to scissor kick you in the back of the head.
Yeah. Now turn up the heat.
Go on and get some, boys.
Come on.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass.
Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Like a spider monkey. Go on.
Chip, you brought this on, man.
Greatest generation my ass. Tom Brokaw is a punk.
What is wrong with you?
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain.
I'm sorry, any fucking time I hear that, just any time, is just excellent. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. Oh, man. What the fuck were we even talking about? Honey Boo Boo Child. So, can we call Child Protective Services on these stupid toddler and tiara motherfuckers?
Well, if Amber Portland from Teen Mom has taught us anything...
You can be a complete bag of douche and Child Protective Services is useless?
No, that Child Protective Services actually does watch that crap and will call you on your shit. That's why she doesn't have her child. That is why she's going to jail. Because she did stupid, illegal, dumbass shit on TV. And they saw it on TV and they called her on her shit.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you do realize that the Mars rover landed this week. Yay!
Woo! Spent more money up in space. Wow! How many people starved this week while we paid for that?
A hell of a lot less people than starved during the amount of time that we've spent at war and spent more money on that. See, NASA's budget is the size of this speck on the table. The Pentagon size of the budget is about half of this fucking table. So, yeah. And that's what pisses me off, is we barely spend any money on, like, going to Mars and exploring different planets and shit. But we will spend metric fuck tons of money going to war and drone strikes and shit like that. It pisses me off, dude. You know what? I'm going to do that this year. I'm not going to pay my fucking taxes unless I can line item that shit and be like, here is what my taxes go to. My taxes go to the space program or welfare or Medicare or, you know, like general programs to help the people who are getting fucking ass raped by everybody. Not to the war. Fuck that. I'm done supporting that shit. It's bullshit. Where in the hell is it? Oh, I had one picture I posted where it says Romney is to pick Batboy as VP. And sadly, I agree. He would actually, he'd actually have a chance if he picked Batboy as VP.
Boy.
Still love the picture I posted. This is what happens when Thor does battle with the Nyan Cat. Oh, yes, here it is. Okay, so we go to metalinjection.net. Okay, that is the coolest fucking website name I've ever heard. Metal Injection, that's awesome. So CNN this week. Misidentified hate breed. You're going to love this. And you've been to hate breed concerts with me, and you get the fact that I hear this I hear this band, and I hear many, many great things, and I like them, and come on. There we go. So when I hear this band, and I can't help but I can't help but laugh when I hear that this band is classified as a hate band according to CNN, and it just drives me nuts, and at the same time just makes me fucking giggle shit fits and just have a good old blast, because you know what? I do like it! Oh, come on. That was funny.
Sorry. Kind of sidetracked it and loopy tonight.
Kind of? Dude, you haven't even been here. I've been pulling this motherfucker.
Sorry. You didn't give me homework.
What? Huh? Oh. I don't know. There's not a lot of homework, but I mean, the assailant apparently was in a shitty white power band. CNN ran a story focusing on some current white power bands. And I'm going to read the quote from the article. At any given time, about 100 to 150 white power bands are in the United States. The band's own names defiantly express feelings of hate or violence. And then it goes on. Aggravated assault, angry Aryans, attack, definite hate, final solution, force-fed hate, fueled by hate, hate breed, hate crime, Jew slaughter, and white terror, among others. Of all the bands in the world, why fucking hate? Why all? God damn it! Hang on a second. Of all the bands in the world to call a white power band, why fucking hate breed? The purveyors of PMA for positive mental attitude, you know. And of all people, and member of an anti-defamation league to boot. This looks incredibly bad for CNN, and Hatebreed are rightfully pissed. And here's the tweet from Hatebreed. Again, CNN loses all respect. First, they ignore the Free Randy Blythe story. Now they slander us. We demand a retraction and an apology. Well, they did retract it, but they did not. Oh, they did actually do it! According to this, previous version of this commentary incorrectly included the band Hatebreed in a list of white power bands. Hatebreed is a self-described hardcore metal band. CNN regrets the error. And then the writer of the article on this site says, also, even as a Jew, I find the band name Jew Slaughter incredibly hilarious.
Did I tell you about the current campaign on Facebook to take down the page called Dead Baby Jokes.
What?
Yeah, people think it's horrendous and hateful and disgusting.
Oh, come on! I cannot count the number of times I have been sadder than shit. And you know what? I was at the visitation tonight for Gene, and I was like, you know what I want to hear? A good dead baby joke.
Mm.
Tammy thought it was a riot. Okay, that didn't happen, but I thought that would have been funny to happen, though. But the point being is it's like, okay, I've even been to the dead baby jokes page and then the website for it. There's actually like a Tumblr or something like that. But I've been there and I've read it, and it's not actually that untasteful. I mean, come on, there have been jokes made about, like, Amy Winehouse or other female celebrities who are fucking drunken, trashy messes that are way fucking worse than anything on dead baby jokes. Come on. You gotta do better than that. Oh, guess what? Breaking news.
You have to fart?
Okay, I would have suffixed that with in this room if it were that. Breaking news in this room. No. Although this might be the same deal. Romney will reveal his choice for VP tomorrow morning. He's going to unveil it about 8:05 Iowa time while aboard the USS Wisconsin in Norfolk. Oh, man! And the goddamn Olympics are on!
I bet he's...
I want to see Chris Hayes fucking talk shit about that.
So, who do you think he's going to call for his VP?
Oh, if he picks Sarah Palin, I will shit myself.
I guarantee it won't be Sarah Palin. I am looking for him to say Michelle Bachmann.
I would shit myself.
Seriously? I'm serious, though.
Okay, Michelle Bachmann, the batshit craziest of batshit crazy tea publicans, no fucking thank you. He will instantly lose if he gets her because she has no fucking cred whatsoever. Not to mention the fact that her district in Minnesota has the highest instance of gay teen suicides because of shit laws put into effect by her fucking state. Has anybody not read the Rolling Stone article? Come on!
I know.
Michelle Bachmann's a fucking douche, and if he picks her, he will instantly lose the respect of anybody. Anybody who is a moderate. He will lose it. He will be done. That will be the end of his campaign. Next thing you know, we'll have Herman Cain going, man, we'll have a Herman Cain moment. He'll be like, I really love this new fucking, this new awesome campaign headquarters for me, and I'm so glad it has a car elevator and other shit, and maybe I'll strap my dog to the roof and give him a ride up the car elevator. And okay, I just started trying to string a bunch of jokes about Romney and his stupid, idiotic gaffes in the past together, but the point being is if he picks Michelle Bachmann, he's done. He's the next Herman Cain. He's the next Santorum. He's the next fucking Rick Perry. He's done.
You know, I don't know. This is the thing, is she's got a lot of the upstanding Christian women. They already want to vote for him. They're going to be clamoring more even yet to vote for him if he has her by his side.
Okay, if this happens and he jumps in the polls, I'm going to kill myself. I'm done. I don't even want to see his presidency. That's how bad it is.
Okay, if you were to pick anybody that you see him cohorting with, who would you pick for his running mate?
Actually, I wouldn't say Michelle Bachmann. I would say... it's not Michelle Bachmann. What the hell is that other one's name? The other female... representative who's a real douchebag too. God damn it. The name escapes me at this point, but she's a fucking psychotic bitch. And the things that come out of her mouth, she's like the female equivalent of Steve King. And I can't fucking think of her name. She pals around with Harry Reid, and I know this means nothing to you because I keep throwing these names out here and you're just like, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it, I cannot think of her fucking name, and it pisses me off. But she's a real bag of douche, and she's actually, if I were to rank it, she actually ranks worse than Michelle Bachmann on the Tea Party scale. Because Michelle Bachmann's just fucking stupid. But this lady is crazy and not stupid. She's scary crazy. It's just fucking insane the amount of crazy she is. I don't even know what to do. Let's see, who could I think that Romney would pick that would be a better choice than that stupid bitch? Who's that one that said the thing, like, if ballots don't work, bullets will in Florida? I forgot what the hell that was. Give me a second here. Oh, I love that comes up on a suggested Google search, too. Joyce Kaufman, that's it. Here we go. That's who I was thinking of. He would pick this woman. Maybe this isn't the one I was thinking of. Come on. Any fucking day now.
Wow, that's a tough act to follow. God bless America. Thank you for coming out today. Thank you for standing alongside a fellow patriots. No matter what the numbers are, you're in the number. And remember, at the beginning of this country, there was just a handful of men and women who decided that they didn't want to live under the tyranny of the Brits anymore. And they declared their independence, and they fought for their independence. And I have to tell you, my message to you today is, what's it going to look like on July 4th next year? What's the United States of America going to look like? Are we still going to be out together on street corners? Are we going to be able to keep at least most of the money that we earn and to take care of our families? Or next year, are we going to be banned from street corners? Are we going to have kill switches on the internet? These are the important questions for you to answer. And a good friend of mine will be speaking in just a few moments. Said something the other day that I want to use as my theme. Yesterday was July 2nd. In 4 months, we will have the most important election of our lifetimes. On November 2nd, you have to make a decision. Do you want to be here next year holding up signs that say, thank you, patriots. Thank you to the men and women we've sent to Congress who have put up the brakes on this insanity that's been happening for the last 19 months. Do you want to be here cheering, or do you want to be gone? That's the decision you have to make, and you have 4 months in which to accomplish a very lofty goal. You've got to get rid of these people in Washington who have no integrity. You have to begin to put your money and your talent where your mouths are. It's not enough to stand on street corners. We've got to be knocking on doors, waking people up, getting into conversations that are tough to have. Yes, we all have friends and family who got all swept up in hope and change, and they're having a really tough time admitting what a big mistake they made. It's our job to talk about what's really happening in America, and we have 4 months in which to get that message out there. If you want a 4th of July that still involves saying the pledge and singing the national anthem and waving flags proudly, you're going to have to do something different this year. You're going to have to get other people involved in this fight. I look around and I'm proud of the people who showed up today, but there should be 20 times this many people standing on every street corner in every city in America today. Because we are facing the most important election of our lifetime. And I don't say that lightly. On the air yesterday, I said something that I mean. And I'm going to say it again, because I'm the kind of person that I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. We have elections coming up that are so important for the future of this country. We have an election in District 19, in 20, in 22, in 21. All of these different districts. You need to know who the candidates are that are running, and you need to get out there and work for them. If you want to see change, you are the change. If you want some hope, you are the hope. Stop depending on other people to do what it is that we have to do. It's time to put down your hobbies. No more needlepoint. no more working out at the gym if it means you don't have time to do what you got to do to change this country. We can get back, and then we'll have all the free time that we need when we have true leaders up in Washington. And I'm going to tell you, and this is tough for me to say, if the District 22 is not able to get a man like Colonel Allen West elected, I give up. I'm throwing it out. I'm taking myself off the air. Because if we can't get a man like that elected, then there's no hope for this country. There's no hope at all. And I believe that we can do it. I believe we can get lots of these candidates elected. I believe there's going to be a landslide in this country if we open up our mouths and tell people that there's another way. You know, I heard my friend from South Carolina. She was quoting the Declaration of Independence. And yes, we all love the parts that we're familiar with. We love to talk about. We hold these truths to be self-evident. But you know what part nobody ever talks about? Well, about another paragraph and a half down, it says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to those ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and their happiness. Amen. The Founding Fathers were brilliant. They gave us two methods with which to do it. They gave us ballots, and that's the first line of defense. We go out there and we change them. We send home all of these incumbents who have done nothing to represent the people. They don't come to their districts, they don't talk to us, and they stop taking my calls. And then the Founding Fathers were ever so brilliant, and I don't care how this gets painted by the mainstream media, I don't care if this shows up on YouTube, because I am convinced
that
the most important thing the Founding Fathers did to ensure me my First Amendment rights was they gave me a Second Amendment. And if ballots don't work, bullets will. I've never in my life thought that the day would come where I would tell individual citizens that you are responsible for being the militia that the Founding Fathers designed.
So, okay. Let me get this straight. Because I remember 2010 really well. The Tea Party and all the Tea Publicans and assholes decided to say, not even give Obama 2 years to fix the mess that's been the last 30 years in the making. Didn't even give him a chance to try to fix it. And we're all like, oh, well, we got to vote all these fucking Democrats out of office just because we want to have more Republicans in there. Hi. Voice of reason here. Looking back, because hindsight is clear as fucking day. You in 2010 missed Joyce Kaufman. You are dumb. Like, you're a fucktard. In the highest degree, you are the fucktard. First, she's all like, oh, well, they say blah, 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 about fucking not, and the government comes against freedom, and then we should take the fucking rights away, or if the government comes to take rights away, we should fucking be a militia, and we should go shoot motherfuckers up. Okay, all right. And then she calls the Founding Fathers smart, and I go, okay, yeah. One of the Founding Fathers had an interracial relationship and fathered many black children because of that. Several Founding Fathers grew pot. All you Tea Publicans are against pot. And then you talk about using violence to affect change. And then you demonize Occupy Wall Street. And I'm the asshole fucking liberal here? Okay, fine, I'll bite. I'm the asshole liberal. because I think, hey, maybe these Occupy Wall Street people can get some shit done and affect change without having to resort to threats of violence or threats of killing people with bullets. Because, you know, that's not how we do shit in this nation. But that's just me. You know, that's me playing devil's advocate, I guess. But what I don't get is how people think that we have to resort to violence. And they sit there and they're like, oh, well, the ballots don't work and we're not voting out the fucking Republican, or we're not voting out the Democrats, and we've barely even given them a chance, but we always want to have a Republican in the office because the Republicans have God and country on their side. And people wonder why I have completely denied religion. There's a reason right there. Because all they think is they can wave their fucking flag and say, woo, America's greatest nation ever, America, yeah, woo, guns. Oh, shit, I shot a baby. Oh, fuck, I shot my grandma. Is that about right?
Boy.
Oh, man. But no, I don't get people who think this fucking rhetoric is going to make things better. Like it's going to be magically better because, oh, I'm going to fucking say, man, we should shoot fucking Barack Obama because he's a Kenyan socialist and he's going to take away our gerbs and fucking bullshit like that. No. You know, people do not fucking get it. Since he's taken office, we have constantly added jobs. Sure, the fucking numbers aren't always great. We've still fucking added jobs, or we've stopped the fucking trend of losing jobs. We've still fucking added more jobs than we've lost. And the charts and graphs show that. But oh no, don't try to confuse a tea publican with facts. That might be something people would do. Nice. Well played, madam. Well played. See, you're coy about it. I'm just an asshole and upfront with my shit when I was talking to him. Oh yeah, sidebar. We had a friend who I like to take to task about his Tea Party ways, and finally he never changed his mind and was just like, the Tea Party's right and you're wrong. And never got it through his head that the reason he's being fucked is because he's listening to the Republicans. It makes no sense, people. I mean, it makes no sense to me why why anybody could even think that the Tea Party has their best fucking interests in mind. They don't. I know this. I don't know. I don't get it this week, man. I just do not get it. What the hell is wrong with people?
Yes, I'm quiet. I'm munching on a Twix.
Yeah.
Nom, nom, nom.
What the hell am I thinking here? I was thinking something and I forgot. I don't even know. I was going somewhere and then I totally forgot where the hell I was going. And I don't even know anymore. Is there anything else you want to just talk about? Because I kind of want to do something fun.
Dark and scary night when I'm going backsliding a little bit on the negative. My employer has decided to appeal my unemployment. So on one of the grounds is saying as I left my job voluntarily.
Yeah, I love that. We're firing you, but we're saying you left voluntarily. That's just fucking hilarious.
Well, it's because they don't want to pay me.
Pretty much. But yeah, I'm thinking we should go for the wrongful termination suit, because that's... stick it to them. Stick it in their fucking stupid asses. That's the way I think about it.
Well, I filed referral paperwork. I just gotta wait to hear.
Excellent.
You top that off with my favorite go-to bra from Victoria's Secret was discontinued.
But you did find an awesome one, though.
Yeah, I found a good one. And I did not get the job at the high school that I really, 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 really wanted. And I'm getting very discouraged as nobody is calling me back for interviews. Makes me feel very unloved, very unwanted.
Would you say it makes you feel like a monster? Oh, come on, that's fucking clever, goddammit. I'm playing one version of Monster and talking about another one. That's fucking clever.
Yes, he is cute.
Thanks.
And I'm worrying about a couple of friends right now. So, one just had her baby at 2:56 this afternoon.
When it starts skipping like that. Anyways, you were saying?
Worrying about two friends of ours. One friend is all the way in Colorado, and rumor has it she had her little baby boy at 2:56 this afternoon.
Yay.
Haven't heard any updates on how he's doing, because he is slated to have major medical issues. And then another friend of ours is being induced tonight, due to complications. So kind of worried about that.
Which one is
that? Ari.
Oh, shit. Not cool. So, yeah, that's not what we wanted to hear on a Friday night.
So, sorry if I've been informing other friends of what they need to know and kind of trying to monitor everything to find out if everybody's okay.
Yeah.
I'm a worrywart.
So maybe we shouldn't have done an episode this week, because I wasn't even really feeling it anyways. I was just going to bitch about Steve King and then kind of just rant and rave and shit. But I guess that works, too. Well, I guess that's going to be it for this week, you think?
Yep.
Sounds good to me. So we'll see you next week. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all that awesome shit. And check out the Tumblr page. Check out the, the Facebook, the Tumblr, the Twitter. Leave your voicemails. I don't know what you think about Steve King. And especially if you're in Iowa. 331-444-CORN. Have a good week and be a fucking monster. Kimberly's scream.